Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some of the best people watching is at the gym because people are nuts. They do things that are so strange. And you kind of look at them and you're like, huh?
It's funny. They're aware that it's a public space, but at the same time, they think to themselves like it's their own domain, especially if you're there weird hours or if they've been working out a long time.
Producer Julie, you were just telling us about something that you do at the gym. And I remember from when I was a fitness instructor, when people walked into my boot camp classes or my Zumba classes and they did this, I would roll my eyes all the time.
Yeah, no, I didn't see a problem with bringing a nice hot chai into the gym. Everybody walks outside with them, so I figured what was the problem? People bring their shakes and their energy drinks, so why not have a little caffeinated beverage?
It's weird. It's weird when people are drinking their coffee and their tea while they're working out.
You
I don't
think
know
so?
Why. Yes.
Why?
When they used to walk in the group fitness room and they would put the water bottle down and then they would have the cup of coffee down, it just didn't make sense to me. That's not the place that you have your coffee. Like, that's the place that you hydrate. I would bring my coffee to the gym, but I would always leave it in the car. I wonder if I'm the only one that thinks it's nuts.
Because you were worried about somebody else seeing you with the coffee or your doctor, your cardiologist?
It doesn't belong in the gym.
It makes it a cozy workout, though.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. A cozy workout? Isn't that an oxymoron?
Let me ask you something. Would hot cocoa be the same thing? Is it a hot drink thing? Okay,
yeah,
so it's not a caffeine thing.
If it was iced, how would you feel?
Yeah, it's still weird. I mean, I guess it's better if it's iced. If it's iced, I'll give it somewhat of a pass. But if you show up, you roll in with your Starbucks coffee and it's on ice. I'm like, what do you? It doesn't go in the gym.
The only thing that belongs in the gym then is like water or like Gatorade or like
an energy drink. That's like that.
An energy drink is the same thing.
It's caffeine.
Man, it's different. It's 100% different. What's the thing that you saw at the gym that you thought was weird? Because there are some good people watching there. Brooksana.
The weirdest thing I saw was someone wearing flip-flops while working out with weights.
That's somebody that had to forget to pack their sneakers. I feel bad for that person and their toes.
Yeah, flip-flops in the gym, it's like that's your shower apparel.
But you wonder, did they do it on purpose? It's like the people that wear jeans at the gym. It's like, what? I don't know. Like, I mean, in theory, I understand you can work out wearing jeans. Your body still does the same things. But why? Why would you put yourself through that kind of rigor?
Remember that Lenny Kravitz where he was in leather pants doing squats?
That's because Lenny Kravitz only wears leather pants.
It's true. He's like, he's in them all the time, even when he showers.
Jason, weirdest thing you saw at the gym?
I saw a guy with a guitar at the gym, but he wasn't just playing guitar. He would do a set and then he would go to his guitar almost like it relaxed him or prepped him for his next set. And then he would get back on a machine, then go to the guitar, back to the machine the whole time he's there.
It's interesting.
Interesting.
It's
or
weird.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be great if, you know, he's like a prodigy, right? Like if you saw Bruno Mars at his private gym at home, you wouldn't be shocked if he picked up a guitar in between sets.
It's
right?
Not Bruno Mars at his private gym at home. It's a guy at LA Fitness or whatever.
Right. The contrast is striking. Right. But at somebody's private gym, okay. You know, they're jumping back and forth. Like, if Lady Gaga has a piano in her gym, you're not going to be shocked by that.
No.
If the gentleman at your Planet Fitness has got, you know, his guitar with him. Mm. What if he had one of those mini little amps, too? He would carry around, like, the battery-powered one. Busking in between his sets, right? Making a little money on the side. You know, it is interesting, though. You mentioned, like, you know, it was a relaxation thing because it definitely could be for somebody who's an artist.
Still strange, though.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the gym and you bring your guitar.
Listen, just because I'm trying to sound all accepting and whatnot doesn't mean that I'm not the guy in the other corner of the gym going, what a weirdo.
Right.
Like looking at you being like, okay, buddy.
Some of the best people watching is certainly at the gym because all kinds of characters walk in and out of that door. And producer Julie was saying how she always brings her hot chai tea into the gym. And I used to always question people like that when they would come into my fitness classes, come walking a big cup of coffee. Like, what are you doing?
It seems like a hot drink is a trigger for you.
Yes.
Strangely enough, not for everybody, but for you, it's something weird.
How do you drink a hot drink when you're working out? It doesn't make any sense to me. What's the strangest thing you ever saw at the gym? Lou?
I worked at a tech company that had a gym trying to encourage their employees to work out some more, but it was a lot of engineers and a lot of people who I think probably it was their first time going to the gym. And they often, I would see people who just clearly didn't know what to wear to a gym sort of scenario. And the one that stands out in my mind was a guy, Sesame Street t-shirt, tucked into khakis, leather belt, and leather shoes, like dress shoes, you know, going to the CrossFit class.
You got a short lunch period, right? Or a little time before. You just want to change the shirt. That's the only places he gets sweaty.
But wait a minute.
He knows, party on the top.
Do you think he had on the Sesame Street shirt under his button down? Or do you think that that was the shirt that he brought to work out in?
That's, yeah.
I think that was just a full outfit for the day.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's different. That's... Right. I was going pajama, workout shirt, crossover.
I believe, and I was told.
Okay.
Now, the building we're in now had a gym or has a gym.
Yeah, no, I was told that it had one. Yeah, definitely had one.
Have you ever seen it?
No, of course not.
I don't think it actually exists. I think they just tell you that because it makes it sound fancy, but they know you're never actually going to go to it or do anything with it.
I think they got rid of it in one of the, you know, countless construction projects that are now not completed.
I don't think it ever existed. I think it was folklore.
Really?
I think they brought it, like they would bring it up for like the interview process to make it sound like super cool.
Yeah.
But they were like, nobody's ever going to this gym.
So wait a minute. During your interview process all those years ago, they brought it up and you've never seen it?
Never seen it.
Oh, no, it didn't exist then.
Right.
They did lie to us.
100%.
I thought you had seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. What about the calf they spoke of? Was there
ever a calf? No, the cafeteria existed.
That existed.
Oh, it was a good time. Oh, we would have Brekkie Fridays where we would all go get breakfast downstairs. It'd be awesome. It was a good time when that existed. Salads were good. Yeah. Lana, what's the weird thing that you saw at the gym?
I saw a lady have a small cage with a gerbil.
That's weird.
You ever see anybody bring
Very
a pet
weird.
To the gym? I don't think I've ever seen anybody bring a pet.
I think that I've been to gyms where they actually have like a pet sitting area.
Really?
Yes, but I don't think like I've seen people like, I guess that's not true. I have seen a couple support animals at the gym, but this is a hamster.
A gerbil.
I don't know what support he can offer. He's not going to spot you.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Unless you're only bench pressing 6 ounces.
Yeah.
Gerbil. But
even then, that seems like a lot. That'd be a buff gerbil, I'm guessing. 6 ounces, that's half a Coke can. That gerbil ain't lifting that.
I just Googled gerbil versus hamsters.
Yeah.
Hamsters have a short, stubby tail. Mm-hmm. Gerbils have long tails.
Why don't you Google how much they can lift?
How much?
That's what I want to know.
Can a gerbil
No way they can do six lift. Ounces. No way.
Gerbils.
Uh-huh. What, Google, you don't know?
Wait,
now
hold on.
I'm upset. Now I'm disappointed.
Maybe if I go to ChatGPT.
Go with hamster. How much can a hamster lift?
How much... Can a hamster
Seeing how they're so different.
Lift. Hamsters can carry half their body weight in their cheeks alone.
Oh, what?
What?
I mean, we have a winner.
I mean, I think I could put a lot in my cheeks, too. If I could put marbles in my cheeks.
Yeah.
Would it be half my... No, there's no world where I could put half my body weight in my cheeks.
No, this is not. No. Now that that's settled.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.